The following program is brought to you by Podcast One Sportsnet. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
Hello and welcome back to Benchwarmers. I'm Sonny and I'm here with...
Gabe, hey buddy.
Hey, so, no Dylan.
No Dylan today.
He couldn't be here tonight, or he made it to the meeting, but not to the show.
He made it to the Curl Drinks meeting, which could not stay for the show.
Ended 30 minutes ago.
He could have been here for a little bit.
Where'd he go? Where was he? Had to catch a train?
I think he's going out of town. Doing something. But, he had me prepare a message, and he said he wanted you to read it. So I'm going to text it to you because it was very long-winded.
Okay.
And he said, let me see. He gave instructions on how to read it.
Jesus.
He said, just have him read that cold. So go ahead and... He texted this whole thing to me. It's like an essay.
Jesus Christ.
All right. All right. Ready?
What he said? I have trouble believing he's a busy guy. He must have spent 45 minutes doing this. This is unbelievably long. Okay, I've not read this before. Gabe just sent it to me. Dylan said, "There's no point to fantasy football. It is a masochistic, almost suicidal, inducing pursuit that should be abandoned by everyone participating in it." Oh, he lost the first timer, Haley.
He lost to Haley. Haley beat him.
And now he's playing Ryan, who's like a legit, very good fantasy football player.
Ryan's team is better than Dylan's.
Ryan's like really, he knows what he's doing. So I hope Dylan goes 0-2. That would be fantastic.
He would be on full tilt.
Anyway, then he starts another paragraph. I have the best team in the league by far. It's not even a question. And I lost to Haley, who accidentally dropped players including Odell Beckham Jr. and Curtis Samuel. He didn't put that, though. With that being said, here is some fantasy advice. Taylor Lewin, I assume he made Trevor Lawrence? Who's Taylor Lewin?
I'm going to look it up.
Taylor Lewin is useless. I don't even know who that is.
He is offensive tackle?
For the Titans?
Yeah.
He got grilled by he put out like a tweet like, I'm sorry, that was my fault, I'm going to be better. He is hopped up on hot chicken or whatever they eat out there in Nashville. He cannot block for the king. This is concerning. Henry got hit in the backfield 400 times. Oh, yeah, he has. Drop Derrick Henry or trade him.
What?
I'm going to keep my waiver wires on alert, because if he drops Derrick Henry...
You don't check it every night?
No, but once he does drop, like, he could drop him. Something that would happen.
You want to know what, really quick, I set an alarm for like 12:15, 12:30, like a.m., to wake up and check waivers to see after they clear, to see who people didn't get. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. Joe Mixon, who had a great game, is a fraud. He will not be an RB1 this year. If you have him, drop him or trade him. Next paragraph. Darren Waller is a cheat code. It's just not fair. If you have him, do not drop him. If you drafted Saquon Barkley, you have a 99.9% certainty of not winning any money in your league. You will not make the playoffs. Do not drop him. Tyson Williams is a low-end RB2, high-end RB3 this season, not because he doesn't have the talent, but because he doesn't understand how football is played. The coaches do not trust him because he cannot block. Drop him. Mark Andrews, what is there to say? He is a Simone Biles of tight ends. He's mentally weak. He's a coward. He's not a gold medal in anything other than dropping passes. James O'Shaughnessy is better. I don't know.
O'Shaughnessy?
It's not all his fault, though. Lamar Jackson's destiny is to be worse version than Michael Vick. It would not surprise me if Lamar Jackson retired from the NFL in 2 to 3 weeks, and I feel he should. And an aside, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are better than crab cakes. Crab is disgusting and horrendously overrated food that just most players on the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, my God.
Wrapping this up, players that are fraudulent like Joe Mixon, David Montgomery, vomit, Melvin Gordon, vomit, Van Jefferson, pick him up. He's on your waiver wires. Rob Gronkowski, this will be his best week of the year. Adam Thielen, drop him. Players that impressed me this week, Jalen Waddle, incredible. Mike Williams, incredible. Nick Chubb, unbelievable. Yeah. Kyler Murray, not of this world. And I will end on Josh Jacobs. There was a narrative going around that Josh Jacobs should not be drafted too highly. There are often narratives in fantasy football that are most often, if not always, wrong. If you must play fantasy football auto draft, otherwise quit and hand your team over to another person. Take 20% of the winnings should you recoup any return of your investment of time and heart and soul. See you next week. Big dot out. Woof, woof.
That was a lot.
I don't even know how to, like...
I feel like, so Dylan lost. I feel like he's a little triggered. Let's look at his team, though, because I feel like he had a...
He gave us his whole team and all called them horrible.
Sorry, really, we're getting ahead of ourselves. So, Sonny, you won your first week.
I won.
Who'd you play?
I played Kalen.
Kalen?
And Cooper Kupp saved me, oh lordy lord. He got like a 60-yard touchdown, and I didn't see when he got it. I had left for like...
a minute?
Yeah, and I just like had opened my phone. My phone was like already on fantasy football, and I was mad because I was probably going to lose. And then it was like Cooper Kupp, 18 points all of a sudden. I was like, what? He just had a point and a half. And then like I looked, and then they were coming back and from commercial, and they kept showing Cooper Kupp, and I was like, he must have scored a touchdown, and he got like a 60-yard touchdown.
He had a bomb, yeah.
So,
and then Dylan played Haley. He lost against Haley.
Yeah.
I played auto-draft Chris Loxamana.
The auto-draft
King. And I thought I was going to lose for most of the morning. I was doing bad.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was, like, it was, the, you know, the projection thing? It was like, oh, Chris is projected to beat you by, like, 70%. I'm like, great, I lost.
I saw that. I was like 80% to lose.
I was like, oh, I'm done. And then Tyler Lockett came out of nowhere. 4 receptions, 100 yards, 2 touchdowns.
He had one of those 4 weeks where he goes insane.
I'm glad I cashed in on it. So let's just go through a few week one highlights from our team. So I think it was on this show. Sonny, you've been telling us, I think even in the mock drafts, you were saying that Antonio Brown was going to be one
good
of the top wide receivers.
Dylan got him, and he got, let's see here, even with a 24 points Antonio Brown and a 27 point Russell Wilson and a 6 and just under 17 point Tyson Williams and a 13 point Pittsburgh defense, Dylan could not cash in.
Yeah.
Against a formidable DeAndre Swift.
Oh, I have the stats right here on the rundown if you want to see it.
Oh, okay.
For some of the players. So Antonio Brown
5 receptions, 121 yards and a touchdown. Elite.
He also, I think he's on Dylan's team too, Tyson Williams.
Yes.
65 yards rushing, 1 touchdown. Your team, Cooper Kupp, 7 receptions, 108 yards, touchdown.
The GOAT. The whole time the announcers were like, Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp every morning meet at the Rams facility to eat breakfast and talk about like plays and stuff, and Cooper Kupp was like half a yard away from scoring another touchdown.
Yeah.
I saw that he like spun. He was like, they put him a yard short. It was originally a touchdown though, so.
Wait, so they said they have breakfast like every morning?
Yeah, they were like, every morning they have breakfast and they go over like plays and stuff.
Maybe they should have lunch and dinner together
too. So they have like, they're trying to build chemistry.
Well, it's working.
Certainly.
This is awesome. Like really quick, Staff, this is the best team Stafford's had like ever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the best defense and the best cast. He's had Calvin Johnson. Now, granted, Calvin Johnson is probably...
That's all he's had, though. This whole time.
I mean, Calvin Johnson's probably a top three receiver all time, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Definitely, like, a top three talent. I mean, some people rate, you know, how much championships and all that stuff kind of affects... But, like, him and Randy Moss are definitely the two best talents of all time in receiver, I think.
Easily. So Stafford had 321 yards passing, three touchdowns, no interceptions, no fumbles.
He's on your team, right?
He's on my team, and I'm really high on him.
Put up 24. Yeah, I would be too.
Like he's got. I think Woods was a little quiet in this game. Kupp kind of like overruled. Yeah, but
Van Jefferson had a big play. Hold on,
this is his second year now.
Yes, last year he played. He caught a touchdown in the playoff against the Packers.
I think he's on our waivers, man. Double check, but I'm pretty sure he might be on our waivers.
I just want to check his.
Yeah, he is.
Let's see here.
He is.
Where is he?
He only had two receptions, three tart, but it was for 80 yards and a touchdown. So he's a. He's kind of like their deep threat guy.
Hold on. Van Jefferson. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, he had 20 points.
He's kind of like a wild dart throw, but he could be someone you stash on your team. You know, if Kupp goes down, Woods goes down, he's kind of the next guy up, and he's showing that he's capable of taking on that workload.
Great. I just picked him up.
There you go. I mean,
I dropped him for an injured Odell, so now Odell's – oh, I should pick him back up for trade bait.
Odell?
Actually, yeah, he's injured. It wouldn't let me move him to IR, which was annoying. So Odell's on the waiver. Whoever wants to get screwed over, I just want him for trade bait because he was a big name, but no one's biting, so.
Next wide receiver on your team that like went off, this is on the Thursday night game, CeeDee Lamb.
Nine receptions.
Wait, was it nine or seven?
Nine.
It was?
Oh, wait, seven. I was looking at the guy below, Debo. Seven receptions, 104, and a touchdown. What I like about this, what makes me feel more confident in CeeDee Lamb, is Cooper Kupp did have a good game. He had a lot of receptions, but CeeDee Lamb got all of his points. He didn't have like a huge play. Yeah, he had a touchdown, but it was like for 15 yards. That's a pretty regular receiving touchdown. It makes me more confident that he got 20 points off of like he didn't get like 12 of those points from a big play.
Like it was all throughout the game.
Like I'd rather have someone get 20 points off of just like throughout the game than, you know, than having them get like 12 or 13 off of a big play. It makes me feel so much more confident they got it through like his seven receptions. On those receptions, he had like good runs and stuff.
He is honestly, Amari Cooper's good too, but I can see why people targeted CeeDee Lamb over him.
He's very good after the catch.
He's very good after the catch, and he's only in his second year.
Yeah, and that's what I like, second year receivers. Claypool didn't manage a touchdown. He was really close. Neither did Najee. But Najee had like 16 or 18 carries. Plus, like, he was overthrown on like three passes. So stick with him. Stay confident.
On my team, I benched him because I didn't think he was going to do this good.
Who chased Clip?
I benched Debo Samuel.
Oh.
He had a great game. Insane. He's probably, I missed out on his best game of the year. Which sucks. I should have started him. I really didn't think he was going to be, you know, like he's. I think right now he's ranked number two in wide receivers.
Like who has the most points?
Yeah.
Who got number one then? Probably Amari Cooper.
Maybe.
Well, how many points did Debo get?
33.
Okay, and so, Amari had like.
So Debo had nine receptions, 12 targets, 189 yards, almost a 200-yard game, and one touchdown.
Who had Amari Cooper? Oh, probably Brian. No. Oh, Gary. He has Amari Cooper. Yeah. He got 33. I'm trying to lowball Gary for Terry McLaurin.
I don't think he's going to give him up.
I don't think so. But his receiving core is so good.
Yeah.
Brandon Ayuk had literally 0 points, but DeAndre Hopkins, Amari Cooper, Terry McLaurin, like that's. And then my plan was Saquon to lowball Gary again.
All these lowballs at Gary. Poor Gary.
Well, listen. Saquon had a bad week.
What if he hears this show?
All the better. More listeners. So, listen. Saquon had like less than 4 points this week. This week, Thursday night game, he plays Washington. If he's gonna have a bad week again this week, hopefully. Because if he has two bad weeks, you can get him for like Myles Gaskin. And I'd love to
you
have.
Think you think you can get him for Myles Gaskin?
Well, and someone else. Like Myles Gaskin, like Chase Claypool for like.
Maybe.
Saquon and like Henry Ruggs. I would definitely do that.
You can try, but I don't know if Gary's going to bite. He might just stick it out.
Well, maybe he just won't look at it because like no one in our league looks at their trades. Because I've sent like 8 trades and then after like 2 days, no one looking at it.
You have to text them.
I don't have everybody's number. I have like your number, Dylan's number, and Chris's number.
Okay.
And I know Chris is a very busy guy, so I can't be like,
I'll give you Gary's number and whoever else's number you need.
We'll figure it out. I don't want to pester them, though.
No, it's you're not bothering them. They're not working right now. This is after hours.
And I do see Brian on Sundays.
There you go.
But the games start when I see him, so I can't send a trade. I'm trying to work on a trade with Ryan.
Oh, yeah. Ryan and Sonny were, like, brainstorming before the show.
And I had a trade for you, but I can't remember.
So a couple other highlights from week one from our team. So Melvin Gordon, I was surprised he did this. 101 rushing yards, 1 touchdown.
That's very good.
The other guy that's in the backfield.
Javonte.
I think he's going to take this job from him. It's just going to be a matter of time. So if you have him on your team, definitely stash him away. Hold on to him. Maybe throw him in as flex if you really need to. But these next couple of weeks for the Broncos, I think, are going to tell us how good he is. Mm-hmm. They're playing some pretty soft teams. So if you have Melvin Gordon or Javonte, definitely feel free to start them. And then I think I said this, Tyler Lockett went off for me. And then, I was pretty happy with the way my team did. I was luckily, like, my team didn't experience any of the week one injuries, which we'll get into right now. But, Sonny, did you have anybody go down? Anybody, like, because some people lost players, like, for the whole season.
I don't think so. No.
So we'll go with the biggest one for week one. So the Niners lost Raheem Mostert. He is done.
Is he down for the season?
He's done for the season.
Oh.
This is, yeah.
I thought he was down for, like, a couple of
weeks. No, and some people took him pretty high. They thought that he was going to be the guy. Odell Beckham, he's set to miss week two against the Texans. I don't think this is not good. Like, I thought he was coming off an injury from last season, and now he's still not good.
The Browns are better without him anyhow.
Yeah, I was going to say the Browns are a better team when they're not trying to force him the ball.
Almost beat the Chiefs. And
This was another bad one too. So according to Ian Rappaport, Jerry Jeudy suffered a high ankle sprain. He's going to be out about 6 weeks.
Cortland Sutton and the Fant Man.
And Tim Patrick. Definitely go after. Oh, and there's another guy, Kamler.
Oh, yeah, KJ Hamler, who played quarterback for them last year when their whole team got COVID.
He is there. Definitely take a look at them. The Broncos with Teddy Bridgewater are actually a decent team. And then Josh Jacobs, he was sidelined for like a toe injury, but he was there for Wednesday's practice. Brandon Ayuk, this was a scary one too. So he's still dealing with some kind of hamstring injury, and I don't think he did anything on week one. So if you have him, hamstring injuries are a little tricky. I probably will not play him this week. And even for week three, I probably won't play him either. You definitely don't want to get goose egged again. And then this one was kind of interesting. So Ravens coach John Harbaugh said that he's going to use all 4 backs in the mix and he'll play all those guys, is a quote. So it looks like if you have any of the Ravens running backs, other than Murray, I think the other ones are going to be kind of used like,
I mean, Latavius Murray scored a touchdown.
He's the only one that I'm confident in. Everybody else, I'm just like, oh, they're going to play second string to him.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bell's in there. I really don't know how healthy or how strong Bell is going to be, but he's there. If you don't have Murray, I would just stay away. Like, don't pick up any of the other guys. They're probably not going to get much work. Okay. So let's go through.
Hold on. I've got a trade for you.
Oh, a trade on the show.
On the show. Hold on. Let me propose it. It'll be a surprise. And we could edit it if you don't like it. Sorry, my group chat spammed me, so I can't press next. It's a big money trade. Hold on.
Who are you eyeing on my team that you want?
You'll see.
I feel like you're gonna ask for Kamara. I named my team after him.
Well,
Lights, Kamara action.
Yeah.
I'd have to change my whole team.
Hold on, and we can edit this.
Stop saying that.
Well, we can. Let's see. Is this what I want to do? Yes, it is. All right.
You're not even going to tell me?
I'll make it even better for you. Here you go. You know what? Even better for you. Oh, wait, no. No. That's too high.
Get out of here. Sonny's always looking for a trade.
Always looking for a trade. I sent it.
Not even going to tell me. Here we go. So this is the trade Sonny proposed to me. I'm going to read it out loud. All right. So I'm giving away Alvin Kamara and Sonny
and
Justin Jefferson to Sonny.
For
James Conner,
mm-hmm.
Nick Chubb, and CeeDee Lamb. This is interesting. Wow. This is interesting. I'm going to have to... Your name throws me off, by the way.
What? Bishop Sycamore?
Because it makes me think of Bald Brian.
Oh, it's Brian
Bishop?
It's Bishop, yeah.
Yeah, so like it makes me think I'm trading Bald Brian.
I was thinking of making it after Jesse Bates on the Bengals, Bates Motel. But I don't know the Bengals' defense.
This is interesting. I'm definitely... I would definitely consider this. Let me see here. Let's review this. All right, I'll look at it off air. So we won't delay the show, but I'm definitely interested in this. We'll see.
It's a fair trade.
I think, yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Listen, Nick Chubb, 21 points.
We'll see. I might be down to do this.
All right. Well,
we'll look at it after. Okay. So Sonny, who are you playing for week two?
Week two, I am playing someone I remember that I think is kind of decent. Oh, wait, no, never mind. White Kevin Hart, not to throw shade or anything. But Chris Godwin, probably not going to go off for a second time. Good.
I don't know. He probably will now. He probably will go off for a second.
He does have, what scares me is and what kind of, I kind of hate when this happens, is he has Malcolm Brown, or Marquise Brown. I don't know what I'm saying. Hollywood Brown. And yep. I have Lamar Jackson. Now they play the Chiefs. So Lamar Jackson's probably going to have a good game because they're going against the Chiefs. And the Chiefs have no run defense, and it's going to be a shootout. But that probably entails Marquise Brown getting a touchdown, which is...
And he has the Ravens kicker, too. So every
Justin
time...
Justin Tuck. Yeah, so
every time,
time
you guys get close to the red zone and you... don't or do get a touchdown, he's going to kick.
Yeah, and Lamar Jackson's only thrown one red zone. He's only turned it over once in the red zone. That was to the Bills in the playoffs. So most likely once we get to like the 20-yard line, Justin Tucker's getting 1 or 3 points. That's, which is sort of annoying. He does have Christian McCaffrey, which I never like playing because he's going to get 28 points.
At least.
George Kittle had a bad week last week. I don't see that happening again. But he does have the Saints defense, and Kamara is playing the Saints. McCaffrey's playing the Saints, so.
That is interesting.
Maybe.
So either McCaffrey has a good game or the Saints have a good game.
I also don't like that Justin Herbert and Keenan Allen, and they're playing the Cowboys, so that's probably going to be a high-scoring game.
He's got a lot of stacks going on this team.
He does have a lot of... Yeah, I guess he does. My hope is that the Patriots go... He has Jacoby Myers. They blow out the Jets really quickly without Jacoby Myers doing anything, and then they just run the ball the whole time. Kenyon Drake, I'm kind of glad they has. Will Fuller's back, which is weird because I thought he was out for longer.
He is only out for one game, and now he's supposed to be like...
I thought he was out for like two or three.
I think he's going to be like the... Supposed to be like the number one wide receiver now in this team. Supposedly.
Well, Waddle did pretty good. But I like my team because Lamar Jackson shootout Nick Chubb, Houston defense is going to run all over them. Keep in mind, think about that when talking about the trade.
Oh, my God.
Najee Harris going against Vegas. I like that. CeeDee Lamb going against the Chargers is going to be a shootout. Think about that. Cooper Kupp is good. He's playing with the potential MVP going against Indy. I can see another big play. Chase Claypool hopefully gets a touchdown. The Fant Man. Judge Judy is down, so
that and then the Jacksonville Jaguars are not, their defense is not good.
No,
so he's going to eat.
And last week he didn't have a touchdown, but he still had 9 points. He had 6 receptions on 62 yards.
He's going to have like almost 10 receptions, 60 to 80 yards, and a touchdown.
So if he did get a touchdown, that's 15. That's a 15-point game for Noah Fant.
Even 9 points is still pretty decent.
Yeah, and Miles Gaskins had a lot of receptions. There was like some split carries, but he did get 10 points, and he should have scored a touchdown, but Tua ran it in. So, you know, I like Miles Gaskins. Washington going against the Giants, that's good. And then my kicker, Jason Sanders.
Jason Sanders. I like your team a lot, Sonny. I think the win probability is 50-50, so it could go either way.
That's the thing. I'm projected to win by exactly 1 point, but McCaffrey doesn't get 18 points. He always gets like 25, 26, 27. So that's the thing. Now
maybe the Saints can stop him.
Now things change. These projections are like almost never accurate.
Yeah. They're pretty off.
I'm hoping Nick Chubb, unless you take Alvin Kamara, punches it in a couple of times, which is pretty realistic, I would think. And then I hope one of my receivers gets a big play.
We will see.
What about mine.
So my matchup.
You're playing
Nick.
Nick. Okay.
I'm favored to win. So this is probably what I'm going to start unless I do the trade with Sonny. I'm probably going to start Matt Stafford against the Colts. He's probably going to eat him up.
That's good.
Kamara against the Panthers. Melvin Gordon against the Jags.
He should do really good.
Yeah. Justin Jefferson against the Cardinals. That one scares me. I think he's going to do good this season, but the Cardinals defense scares me a little bit.
Yeah.
Tyler Lockett against the Titans. He should do okay.
Mm-hmm.
Debo Samuel against the Eagles. This one will be interesting.
He's probably not going to get 35 points.
He's probably not going to get 35 points
again. But you have Darren Waller.
The Wallers.
But he is going against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so temper expectations, but he should still do okay. And then I picked up Elijah Mitchell,
mm-hmm.
who is, I think, probably like the pickup of the week for waiver wires. So it's not really clear who's going to be the leading guy for the 49ers with the Raheem Mostert injury. I'm hoping it's him, even if it's like a temporary like fix.
Yeah,
I'm
trying to like work in Trey Sermon or something.
Yeah, so they have Trey Sermon in the back. He was a healthy scratch for week one. And then I think it's Jeff Wilson is the other 49ers running back. He is on the PUP or the injured list right now.
Mm-hmm.
He may get taken off in the next couple weeks. So I spent 21 fab on him. On Elijah Mitchell. If that buys me like two or three wins and then he eventually loses the job, I think I'm okay with that. Like if someone were to say, hey, you trade $20 of your fab for 3 wins, mm-hmm. would you do it? I think I would.
Yeah.
Like that's what it's there for. It's there for you to get players to help you win. So I'm up 1-0. I'm trying to keep the momentum going.
Did Nick win last week? No, right?
I think Nick lost.
Because I like for people that are undefeated to play each other, because like then one of them are going to lose.
Oh, okay.
So like especially if they're like the first week or two.
I don't think anyone in there. Oh, you know what? You and
I know.
White Kevin Hart are the only ones who are 1-0 that are playing each other.
So I'm pretty confident. I think my team's better than him, but as Dylan said, you never know. I think my team is definitely, I think I definitely drafted a better team than he did, but it's kind of a wild card. I really hope Ryan beats Dylan. I'd love to see Dylan go 0-2 and me to go 2-0.
Let's look at that really quick.
Because that should be a good matchup.
Dylan changed his name to Andrew Stinks. He's talking about Mark Andrews of the Ravens.
Yeah, that was like his team name last year.
So Ryan's team is pretty solid. The only thing is Zeke had a kind of a goose, not a goose egg. He kind of had like a bad week one.
Yeah, but he played the Bucs.
Yeah, the Bucs.
That's
defense.
A super. At least the front seven's the best. Their linebackers and their defensive line is definitely the best.
That, and then maybe he's a little rusty too. Like maybe it's just like he had
maybe.
A chill.
But he did look good. He just looked like the Cowboys were trying to constantly score because like the Bucs, of course, and he was playing a super tough defense without Zach Martin. So I trust Zeke. And then Kyler Murray.
He's going against the Vikings. So he should do good in this matchup.
Mm-hmm.
Should. Let's see. Dylan has King Henry going against the Seahawks. He should do well, too.
He should do really good.
But
you never know.
Antonio Brown gets the Falcons. I feel like Antonio Brown's going to get another touchdown in this game.
Yeah.
And let's see. What do you think for Mark Andrews? Does he have a bounce back week against the Chiefs?
Yeah, that's such a shootout that he's got to have something. So, yeah, I guess so.
All right, but, we'll see. So, Sonny really wants Dylan to go 0-2. But then
please.
that would mean Ryan is going to go 2-0. You want that?
Yeah, but I'd rather Dylan go 0-2.
Okay, so just be prepared. If Dylan goes 0-2, he's going to come in just distraught. He's going to come like that thing he had you read. He's going to come in with more than that.
Yeah. I mean I get it's the beginning of the season, but
you don't want to start 0-2.
But yeah, but being down two games to somebody is pretty tough to come back from, and he does have a long time to do it. But if like by week five I'm up three games to him, then
you can start throwing trades.
Yeah,
take some
players
off his team.
Well, maybe, but it also feels like by the time you get to week eight, if you're down by three games, it seems almost insurmountable.
Yeah,
because by week eight, the playoffs don't start week 16; they start like week 13. So that's five games to catch up.
So he basically have to win out.
Yeah. So
okay.
I think as long as I can do way better than Dylan.
So you're looking for a good start to the season. You want to get all your wins pretty early and not have to deal with them later on.
I guess, yeah. I mean, for some reason my division switched, and I think I'm in the easier division, but I'm probably going to have to play Brian twice again. Which is kind of annoying. And I know when I play Beaks, he's going to have that one week where Mahomes and Tyreek Hill go insane. Because last week, Mahomes had 33 points and Tyreek had 37. And I know that's going to happen against me. But
Beaks has a really good team.
Beaks has a bad team, but he has Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill. And he scored 160 points because Gronk had 30 points. And I guess David Montgomery's good. But he's going to have those weeks where Mahomes and Hill combined literally put up 70 points.
Yeah.
His quarterback, his wide receiver one, his tight end put up 95 points together.
He won't have another week like that for a while, hopefully.
Not for a while. Not until he plays me.
Then I'll have it again.
I guarantee it. But yeah, I'm playing White Kevin Hart. Pretty good. I mean, who's Haley playing? Because she beat Dylan, and I'm very happy about that. Oh, she plays Chris. Oh, wait, no, Chris won, right?
I won.
Oh, you played him.
I beat Chris.
Oh, okay. I guess we can look at waiver wires.
Yeah, so let's look at some players that people either added or dropped.
Jameson Winston, still there.
Surprise.
Teddy Bridgewater still there. Yeah, but everybody's got a good quarterback, I feel like. Herbert, Jackson, Brady, Prescott, Wilson, Murray, Stafford, Tannehill maybe. Burrow also maybe, but still doing pretty good. Mahomes, Hurts, Allen. I really don't think you play I really don't think you play Teddy Bridgewater over any of those guys, but they're good if like your quarterback has a bye week, I think. So yeah.
Yeah, most of these guys except for Jameis Winston, Teddy Bridgewater, Ben, Matt Ryan. Even Kirk Cousins is okay, but like after that, maybe Derek Carr. Derek Carr is a big question mark. We saw him do pretty well against the Ravens, but I'm still not sold, and I wouldn't, unless you're in a super deep league, do not pick up Derek Carr. Like,
yeah,
there's better options out there.
Running backs, I guess Gainwell had a touchdown last week. Oh, and Jamichael Hasty.
Yeah, and then I picked up Elijah Mitchell, who was the, I guess, featured running back in that game against the Lions for the Niners.
Oh, Kyle Juszczyk is on the bench.
He's like the fullback.
He's the fullback on the Niners.
Yeah, and they use him kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, he's a fullback, which only like 15 teams have. So all kind of weird. Remember Russell Gage was kind of like a big thing for people?
So I actually dropped him.
Okay.
And
because I know you liked him.
The thing is, this Falcons team, I'm really worried. Uh-huh. And I don't know if it's an overreaction. Maybe you can give me some info on this, Sonny. But I feel like he's okay. But the way that this team operates is they're trying to force it to Kyle Pitts and to Ridley. Like,
yeah.
that's where their offense is going.
Yeah, you don't get a tight end at the fourth pick to go to Russell Gage.
Yeah, so I'm a little worried. Like, Russell Gage will have a couple nice games here and there, but he's not going to be consistent. There's probably better wide receivers on your waiver wire than him.
Uh-huh. And also, Anthony Schwartz, you remember that guy on the Browns I was getting a lot of catches? He only had 3 receptions, which seems kind of low, but he had 70 yards, so he put up 10 points.
I don't know if that's going to happen again.
I doubt it, but yeah.
Well, we'll see if with this Odell injury. Maybe it.
AJ Green's on the bench. The Lazard King.
Lazard might not be too bad of a pickup. Right now, he seems like a bad pick because of how bad the Packers did. But yeah. If you remember last season, he had some decent games.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. I mean, after that, it falls off pretty quick. Sterling Shepard, still on the freaking...
Nobody likes him. Everybody's had him and then got screwed by him and hates him.
Like, nobody wants to pick him up. He's just there. Yeah, he had a great week one, but nobody even wants to take the chance on that guy. I'd rather pick up, like, Tim Patrick or something from the Broncos.
Yeah.
Like, at least you know he's going to get some work now that Jerry Jeudy's out for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's it.
Let's see.
Any players on your team, Sonny, that you're for sure not going to start this week? Like, you're afraid to start them, or you think they're going to have a bad week?
See, the thing with my team is that, like, all the players are, like, pretty much must-starts. Like, you can't not...
What about your, anybody on your bench that you're for sure not going to play? Like, they're just going to stay on your bench?
I mean... Probably not Van Jefferson, and I like him, but I'm not putting him up over Claypool or Kupp or Lamb.
I wouldn't either. For me, I'm looking at Sony Michel. So for me, I think I've talked about him for a while.
I'll take him off your hands for you.
For me, he's a stash, kind of wait and see. I still think he's going to like get eased into this role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too.
I think he's got to be a little bit patient.
But James Conner.
Like the Rams like to run. Okay, Sonny's trying to have me do this trade with him, and I'm still thinking about it.
All right, well, consider it.
So I'll tell you this. I'm in kind of a debacle here. So Julio Jones is going against the Seahawks this week. I'm considering benching him over...
But it could also be a shootout.
It could be a shootout.
My personal opinion to you, and I'm not over the moon about Julio Jones, I'd probably sit Lockett. Because Lockett has...
Really?
Listen, Lockett has 4 games a year where he gets 30 or more points. It never happens back-to-back.
True.
And this means that this week, max he has 9, in my opinion. But Julio Jones could very easily score a touchdown because this team... I mean... Titans prove that their defense is going to get cooked by a good quarterback and a good receiver. And Seahawks have a pretty good receiver. I mean, not as good as DeAndre Hopkins, but they also got Russell Wilson. I think Julio Jones could score a touchdown. I'd probably do that if I were you, but it's still very close.
I was almost thinking of swapping out Justin Jefferson for Julio. Just because they're playing the Vikings are playing the Cardinals.
Oh.
That defense does worry me, and I feel like they are going to get to they're going to shut down Cook, and then they're going to lock down the receivers.
I mean, you won't have to worry about it.
Oh man, if I do this trade, okay, all right, Sonny.
I don't want to push it, but it seems like we're past that point. I do like Stafford for your team, though. I think
I love Stafford, and I'm happy
him too.
He's good, man, and I'm actually like, when I was watching the game, mm-hmm. he looks so happy to be on the team.
I know
he was running around, he was like high fiving his players. He didn't do any of that in the Lions.
Yeah, I know. Let me explain.
He was never that happy.
Let me explain what it's like. So I've been in Matthew Stafford's shoes.
Have you?
Sort of. So I guess not last year in eighth grade. We did a basketball and we had a 3-on-3 tournament. Now, there's always a couple of kids, because since in 8th grade, P.E. is mandatory. You either have to take a sport or do P.E., and most of the time the kids are unenthusiastic about P.E. or not the kids taking sports, so.
So
middle school P.E. is mandatory, and there's always those couple of kids that are not interested whatsoever, don't do anything. Two of the four kids in the class were, like, on my team, because the teacher knew I was good.
So you got the bad ones.
Yeah, so, and she intentionally did that. She took the kids that were, like, not going to participate because she knew I was good. And so they didn't participate, so it was, like, a 1-on-3, which was really annoying. And she was, like, tell me to pass to them, and I'd pass to them, and they would avoid it. So it wasn't like I was, like, being a ball hog, but, like, they would just avoid it. So it was not fun to play on that team. But I requested a trade, and I told her, I was like, hey, look, you know, I like to have teammates. You can see that he's, like, dodging the ball and, like, not, you know, like, he doesn't want to play. He sits in the corner. Like, he doesn't want to do anything. Like, they're triple teaming me for a reason. And she was like, okay, I see that. I know you like to have teammates. And then so then I got this girl that was really good on my team. She was on the girls' basketball team. And then we started doing really well because we had, like, the two best players in the class. And then it was a lot more fun.
You don't like to be carrying the team by yourself.
No, especially my team's horrible. So, like, Matthew Stafford.
It's been years since he's had Calvin Johnson.
Yeah.
He's been by himself for a long time.
It's probably really nice to have Calvin Johnson. I mean, his defense was still abysmal, and the rest of his team was still abysmal. But it's probably nice to have a guy. Well, think about it. He's 6'5". He runs, like, a 4'3", and he has, like, a 40-inch vertical.
And he catches everything you throw
at
him.
And he catches everything. If you throw it within a 20-yard radius of him, he'll catch it. So, like, it was probably nice to be like, oh, I'm in trouble. Oh, Calvin Johnson's in the end zone. I'll lob it. But now he's got Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, Van Jefferson's still pretty good.
And he has a defense.
Yes.
He has a defense, man.
Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey.
He doesn't have to throw for over 300 yards a game now to win a game.
And think about – I mean, he's still gonna, but think about Sean McVay. So Sean McVay with Jared Goff, and this is
remember Matt Patricia?
Yeah.
And I forgot the other coach before that, but they were so bad.
Yeah.
All the Lions coaches have been bad.
But Sean McVay, well, he's probably glad to have Sean McVay, but on Sean McVay's end, he had to make perfect play calling for Jared Goff when he played. He had to make perfect play calling, like zero error, because Jared Goff couldn't really do much. I mean, he was easy. It was a little easier with John Wolford until Jamal Adams tried to rip his head off. Remember that? He slid and he was on the ground, and then Jamal Adams did a late hit helmet to helmet, and then they didn't call it. And I was like, I was so mad, because it was, like, very obviously a flag. But yeah, so I bet you. Sean McVay is very happy to have, like, hey, I'll let you do your thing. Like, it's like I'll let Stafford cook instead of, like, having to do perfect play calling and not have to run the ball 50% of the time because Jared Goff sucks. So
it's like you know those, like, model airplanes, like those kits. So you they come in the box, you have to build it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like somebody came and, like, here, I already built this for you. It's ready to go, and it's already. It's like,
yeah,
it's like someone gave him a complete, like, weapon instead of like a Goff, who's just like this incomplete, like, developing.
Yeah.
Like,
and,
weapon.
And one of the announcers said, like, someone quote, I think it was actually Sean McVay, and they're quoting him, or somebody that McVay needed a partner and not a student.
Yeah.
Jared Goff was a student, and Stafford's a partner. And it just – it's so much easier that way when you're – because when you're in – when they first got Jared Goff, the Rams kind of sucked. They were kind of like in rebuild mode.
But they had Todd Gurley.
But they had Todd Gurley and they had Aaron Donald. So then they got really good. And then last year, they were kind of like in win-now mode. Like they're a potential Super Bowl team. I mean, probably not last year. I couldn't see them winning the Super Bowl.
They were a playoff team.
They were definitely – I mean, they get to the second round of the playoffs. And now with Stafford, they're like definitely a team that can make the Super Bowl.
Yeah, like they're definitely a contender now, and this is only his first real game with the Rams, so he's only going to get better.
Yeah,
like when the end of the season comes around, he's going to be dialed in.
And he did so well, and the Bears' defense is pretty good.
They are good. I don't think it. I mean,
they're not as good as they used to be.
The Bears, I mean, they're better now without Mitchell Trubisky. But when they, I mean, they're going back and forth between Dalton and Fields. And
Fields like, ran it in.
This team is like, they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, Stafford against a like probably like top 15, better half defense. 321 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks. I mean, I like this. I'm very excited.
You guys have Indy coming up, and then you guys have a tough week 3. Week 3 is going to be a test.
Bucks.
That's going to be a good one.
That's going to be a good game.
Let's see. I wonder what time that game's at.
I wonder where that is, too.
I think it's at Tampa Bay.
Ah.
I think.
We played Tampa at Tampa Bay last year. I remember I was in Florida when I was watching it, but Tampa was too far from
Naples. It's Bucks at Rams. Oh. It's SoFi.
What? Is it a Sunday night game?
Sunday. It's a 1 o'clock game.
It's a 1 o'clock game.
That's gonna
tickets
be...
for that are probably insane. But I love to go to that game.
All the games for the Rams are going to be expensive.
Well, yeah, they got to pay off $5 billion.
It doesn't get any easier. Week 4, Cardinals at Rams.
I mean, Rams inherently have a tough schedule because they play the Seahawks, Niners, and Cardinals twice a year.
You have Bucks week 3, Cardinals week 4, and then Seahawks week 5.
We got it.
Those are going to be some good games.
Those are going to be all very good games. Even the Colts game should be good. I mean, I think that's one where, like, we definitely have an edge, but, like, Bucks is risky, Cardinals is risky, Seahawks is risky. Like,
It's crazy. You have 3 hard games, and then you have 3 easy games.
What's
Giants,
the, oh, yeah, I remember
Lions,
that we did have
and
that.
Texans.
Oh, my.
That's a good set
that's
of
a good,
games.
Yeah, it's like we get, like, if we win those 3 games...
Then the next 3.
If we go 5-0, and then that kind of means, I mean, we'll probably go 7-1 after that, because then we'll probably lose to like the Lions or something in like Jared Goff's revenge game or something stupid like that, as we always do once a year. We'll lose to a team that we should most definitely beat. But yeah, the Rams beat Tampa last year, though. That's a thing. We played Tampa at Tampa and beat them 38-35. Now we have Stafford. Although the thing is that Tampa did get better at like the better at the second half of the season.
Yeah, I feel like they started slow. This year it feels like they're starting strong, so we'll see how that matchup goes. I think that's it, Sonny. Any other things we should throw in or add?
Oh, something that's kind of interesting. So Brady has now had 300 starts.
Oh.
Not just game, 300 starts, and in his first 150 starts, he was 100, it was like 116 and 34, and then in his like last 150 starts, he was like 115 and 35. Some like remarkably close stat like
so
that.
So the start of his career is almost like the end of his career. Like he
lost a game compared to his first 150 games. Next 150 games, he's only lost one game.
Wow.
Difference, at least.
Go.
So he hasn't really lost a step. Maybe Otto Graham, we can get into it later. 10 seasons. 10 Super Bowl appearances.
That didn't count.
7 wins, which means he made the Super Bowl as a rookie QB, and there's an overwhelming chance that he won it. Can you imagine if, like, Mac Jones went to the Super Bowl at all, and then he won?
What do you think of Mac Jones? Are you sold on him? I don't think he's the guy.
I didn't really watch that game.
I didn't. I wasn't that impressed.
I mean, but Cam Newton. Did he see, Cam Newton put out a video, and
oh yeah, he's salty right now.
And his hat, he had a hat. He put a cut in it so he could put his hair through. And he said that even Cam Newton admitted that he would be a distraction to Mac Jones.
Wow, I wonder if you will see him on a team.
Wait, Cam Newton put out a message in like that weird font he uses that's like impossible to read. I want to see if he posted it or put it on his story.
He probably did.
I mean, he definitely put it out, but I don't know if I can still see it or not. Cam Newton. Oh, Jesus Christ. Why does he use this font? Even his bio is, I'm not changing the way type get over you post your way, I post mine. Download app. Follow.
It like hurts my eyes to read. If you haven't seen this, go to Cam Newton's social media and look at the way he types. But I don't. He must be using a special keyboard. There's no way he's taking this long to type all this.
Wait, let me see if I can find that font. Is there a different? Can you change fonts?
Yeah, you can change keyboards. It has to be a weird one.
It's got to be some like app probably provides it. And you think he saw it one day and was like, oh man. This is my thing.
This is it. This is it. This is what people are going to know me for.
He took it and ran with it. Like, he ran with that MVP trophy. I mean, like, he's had it for a while, too. Like, the Panthers dropped him or sent him to the Pats or something, and he was like, and he saw it in, like, some sort of ad on Instagram and was like, oh, man.
All of his pictures for, like, the past few months are just all in black and white. Except like one.
Represent his.
Is that like his look? Like very few of his photos are in color.
Well, let's see. Cam Newton. Like,
he's just all black and white for the most part. Interesting.
Oh yeah, one's not black and white. It is a video. Is this fact or not? I wish there was a keyboard. You know when you're like mocking somebody and it's like every other letter's uppercased?
Yeah.
You know, like I do so much. I don't know if I do it to you, but I definitely do it to my friends. I wish there was a keyboard, like you could just switch it to like every other caps lock or something like that.
And leave it?
Well, like it would be so much easier because like how long it takes to type. I'll do one of you. I'll just type Cam Newton.
It's taking him a while, guys.
Yeah. And this is just a name.
That's what I'm saying. Like, his post must take, like, but if 30 I just, minutes to do.
I sent it to you. But if I just put, like, if I just put it on, like, every other caps lock, I could just type it, like, boom. Took me half a second. I just can't Gabe Cam Newton twice.
The point is, this is a dumb way to type. Don't do it. I think that's it, Sonny. Good luck with your matchup this week. I hope you win.
You too.
And then also, I think we forgot to say this last time, but if you have a matchup or a lineup that you want us to look at, feel free to DM us on Instagram or Twitter, or just reach out and shoot us your like a screenshot of your team and any advice you have on like adding players or dropping players, and we'll take a look on the show. Mm-hmm. But Sonny, until then, what's this all been?
Just a waste of my time.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.